It's Ian Pickus. We are back in the Congressional Corner today with New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District, in office since 2009. So we were talking the last time, Congressman, about some of the moves by the new GOP unified government in Washington for extreme cuts to agencies, the federal freeze. You know, the federal freeze confused a lot of people around the country, organizations, local officials, and so on. What were the impacts on the 20th district that you heard about?
Well, certainly when you start cutting the budget as they do under the Republican plan, which was just released yesterday and will be marked up to, in the following day, there's some 8,000 people who receive coverage under the Affordable Care Act in our district alone, and they would see their average premium go up by more than $2,500 per year. There's more than 127,000 people in the 20th Congressional District that are on Medicaid, and they would be at risk of losing their health care under this Republican budget plan. Republicans plan also to threaten more than 35,000 people in New York 20 who count on SNAP to put food on the table. To take away this life-saving coverage of all these programs is cruel in itself. But to do it all to further line the pockets of the wealthiest Republican donors is despicable. And this is a commitment to the donors. And we see, you know, someone like Elon Musk running all these recommendations along with Project 2025, his own worth over $400 billion, perhaps $414 billion. So a $1 billion cut to an agency is chump change to Elon Musk. And to have his forces in all of these agencies is pretty disturbing. I mean, these are young workers with him that have not had the experience of working with agency budgets that are as huge as they are and as critical to the outcomes of the quality and the impact on the quality of life of people across this country. That is really problematic. And he is functioning under this Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, as they refer to it. That is a ghost committee that was established by the sitting president that should have been authorized by Congress and addressed by Congress. He has not had a confirmation by the United States Senate, as other cabinet members, as cabinet members are having. He has not been vetted. There is no background check that's included with his involvement. And so the authorization here to give someone this much power has many people calling him the acting president. I find that very disturbing.
Let me follow up on that question because it's an important one, which is there were some comments lately by Elon Musk and also the vice president, J.D. Vance, who said that the administration effectively is at war right now in the country, and because of that should perhaps be able to ignore certain court rulings. So far, there have been a lot of challenges by states to some of the executive orders and moves by the federal government, and they've interceded in places, and comments from the administration have been that in some cases they should be able to ignore court rulings. So that is bringing up this term that people warned about in the fall, which is a likely constitutional crisis. And I'm wondering, do you agree that that's what we're looking at?
Absolutely. You know, our founders made certain, because of concern about tyranny in the past and the overwhelming force that government might have had in their lives, they wanted to make certain there were checks and balances. And so three distinct divisions of in government with a judicial branch, a legislative branch, and an executive branch has its checks and balances to ignore what court orders might come concerning these cases where there are a lot of legal challenges. When they are ordered by the courts, there should be implementation of those orders. And for the president and his team to say they'll just walk around those decisions is wrong. I think you'll see a public outcry, and it is going to form somewhat of a constitutional crisis. And, you know, I think that you know, no one is suggesting that we shouldn't be looking for fraud and waste and inefficiency, but you do it in a way that's academic. They keep talking about the gross amount of fraud and waste and inefficiency they found in these agencies. Well, share that with us. And they haven't been able to provide details because it's just an outright pell-mell application to just cut deeply into these agencies, sometimes with a viciousness, sometimes with a revengeful spirit. Now, you know, this gentleman, Mr. Musk, has many contracts with the federal government. And if there was an uneasy partnership there or relationship, it's now time to go get them. And I think, you know, the public needs to know all this that's going on, and the public needs to be respected because it's their hard-earned dollars that are being messed with, their tax dollars that are being messed with here.
I saw a video of you being locked out of the EPA the other day. Why couldn't you get in?
Who knows, they sent security down. We had done the professional thing to tell people we were coming to talk about these proposals that affect EPA, the similar situation with the Department of Education. And, you know, you do the courtesy thing, the professional thing. By the time you get off the phone and then enter down for, you know, gathering at the agency, the doors are locked. Now, you know, and ironically, the door at the state or the Federal Education Department read all access entrance. And here you're cutting off entry from the people that are your partners in government who are funding your budget at that agency, who are developing programs, doing the oversight, and you can't get in to even schedule another meeting if they didn't want to meet that day. So I found it extremely arrogant, very bureaucratic, if not undemocratic. And so I think, you know, there's going to be real hassles here as we go forward. And the approach is not a good one. It's very aggressive and it's anti-Congress. And so Republicans and Democrats are both going to be put in a bind because to do our job, there has to be that sound dialogue. And, you know, we want to make certain that we have the best, most effective budget. And certainly you look for any waste or inefficiency in that process. That's the course of a budget. And that had been done by the plan that they're attacking with Republicans and Democrats alike when we put together a working plan for the fiscal year. And it was Republican input as a majority in our House that they're challenging. So this whole effort, they're saying you need to go through an overview and review these different divisions within these agencies. That work was done at the budget table. And so they need to coordinate that. If there are questions, if there are findings of waste, tell us about it. Let's look at it. But you don't throw the baby out with the bath.
Well, not for nothing. Also, the president fired inspectors general at many of the places you're talking about, whose job it is to find those potential misuses of money. There's just a minute left in today's segment. I was wondering, have you spoken with the new EPA head, Lee Zeldin? He's a former colleague of yours in the New York delegation, after all.
I have not. We attempted to, and the entrance, we're not allowed to enter. And they told us that the new appointed administrator was not available. I look forward to it because, you know, we're both New Yorkers. We both are concerned about the environment. He has an awesome mission statement within the EPA that he is going to lead. And I believe there are places in our country where people are impacted by water that is not safe, by air that is polluted, by soils that need to be remediated. These are the mission programs of EPA. We ought to do our best to make certain that clean air is what we breathe, safe water is what we drink, and that we have, you know, the brownfield program up and running and sound and well-funded.
We've been speaking with New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District. When we come back the next time, let's do a little lightning round, okay?
Sure.